The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 12th. Today's word is temporize, spelled T-E-M-P-O-R-I-Z-E. Temporize is a verb that means to act to suit the time or occasion, to yield to current or dominant opinion. It can also mean to draw out discussions or negotiations so as to gain time. Here's the word used in a sentence from WBUR.org from Rich Barlow. The pontiff's recent declaration to that effect brought headlines but no action. Francis wouldn't be the first leader who temporized before doing something that had to be done. Think of Lincoln, who vexed abolitionists by waiting 2 years after his election before issuing the Emancipation Proclamation. Temporize comes from the medieval Latin verb temporizare, meaning to pass the time, which itself comes from the Latin noun tempus, meaning time. Tempus is also at the root of such words as tempo, contemporary, and temporal. If you need to buy some time, you might resort to temporizing, but you probably won't win admiration for doing so. Temporize can have a somewhat negative connotation. For instance, a political leader faced with a difficult issue might temporize by talking vaguely about possible solutions without actually doing anything. The point of such temporizing is to avoid taking definite and possibly unpopular action in hopes that the problem will somehow go away, but the effect is often just to make matters worse. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.